this doctor. This is a dictating on Robert Simcoe. S-I-M-C-O-E. S as in Sam. Simcoe. Robert. R-O-B-E-R-T. Simcoe is S as in Sam. Simcoe. Date of birth is 8/20/1938. And the date of visit, 4/20/23. Please make a copy for primary physician. Next paragraph, chief complaint is chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 84-year-old male with a history of atrial fibrillation, CHF, and a past history of peripheral vascular disease. Was admitted to Advent Hospital in January 23 with pulmonary embolism. The patient was short of breath upon admission. And a CTA of the chest on 1/8/23 showed non-occlusive filling defects in the right lower pulmonary artery and left upper lobe and left lower lobe segmental arteries suggestive of pulmonary embolism. There was some dilatation of the main pulmonary artery as well. And there were ground glass opacities seen in the right upper lobe and patchy airspace disease in the right lower lobe. And sub-centimeter hypodense lesion in the left lobe of the thyroid. The patient was treated with anticoagulation and subsequently discharged on oral Eliquis. He has also been treated for atrial fibrillation and peripheral vascular disease and has a history of chronic back pain. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of lumbar disc fusion at L4 and 5, history of atrial fibrillation and CHF, and a history for hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked in the past, about a pack per day for 20 years, and quit in 03. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father also had COPD and lung cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient has fatigue and had weight loss. He has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. And denies shortness of breath or coughing spells. and there's no abdominal pain, so rectal bleeding, no black stool, so diarrhea or constipation, no chest pain. He has calf muscle pains and leg swelling and palpitations. He has anxiety, and he has joint pains and muscle aches and easy bruising, and he has had memory loss and skin rash. Next paragraph, med list included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Amiodarone 200 milligrams BID, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams a day, and potassium chloride 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This, can you also mention fosinopril 10 milligrams BID? Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure, 127/70. Pulse is 78, auspiciousness 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 173, saturation 97. HE India norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat or sclera, ears, no inflammation. Next up, no bruising of thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And visus were scattered bilaterally. Occasional crackles. Heart sensor irregular. No murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender. No organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 1 plus. Decreased peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross, no breath. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are observed. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number one, atrial fibrillation and CHF. Number two is COPD. Number three is history of pulmonary embolism.
What's the winner?
And number four is hyperlipidemia. Number five is chronic kidney disease stage 3. And number six is chronic kidney disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will be sent for a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, CBC complete metabolic profile to be done. And he will continue using Lasix 20 milligrams daily and potassium 10 milligrams a day. Follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you also mention the patient will be maintained on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily? Thank you, Dr. Souza.